Good morning. My name is Matt Smith, and I am the proud principal of North High School. I want to welcome everybody here today for this monumental moment, not only in Iowa, but of course here at North High School. I think it's fitting that the governor is here to sign this bill at North High School because this student body and this staff truly represents transformation in putting Iowa first in education. So thank you very much for being here. I would like to bring to the podium Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds.
Well, thank you, Mr. Smith. And good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today at North High School in Des Moines to celebrate the historic education reform bill passed by the 2013 legislature. This really is a shared victory. This landmark legislation speaks to how much Iowans value the importance of giving their children a world-class education. It is the result of an extraordinary effort by many leaders over the past several years to reach agreement on changes needed to restore Iowa schools to best in the nation and give Iowa students a globally competitive education. Governor Branstad and I sought election in 2010 with that goal at the very top of our agenda. We called for reaching a bipartisan consensus for education reform that will stand the test of time because we cannot transform our schools overnight. But Iowans also understand that we must move forward as quickly as possible to help all students finish high school prepared for college or for career training. Let's not waste the potential of even one student. They must be prepared to pursue their dreams in a knowledge-driven economy that requires skills like problem-solving, innovation, and clear communication, and the lifelong motivation to make sure those skills do not become obsolete. Thank you to the educators, business and civic leaders, parents, and elected officials across this state for your commitment to giving all Iowa children the education that they truly deserve. I want to give special acknowledgement to the Teacher Leadership and Compensation Task Force members who spent 7 months crafting recommendations for a statewide teacher leadership structure that really shaped the very centerpiece of our 2013 education reform package. I also want to take this opportunity to thank North High School for hosting us today. I absolutely cannot think of a better setting than North for signing the education reform bill. North's record of dramatically improving student achievement by better utilizing teacher leadership, among many other changes, is really an inspiration and I think a testimony to what this legislation truly can accomplish. So now it is my great pleasure to turn the podium over to Governor Terry Branstad, whose commitment to giving Iowa children a world-class education is truly unmatched. Governor Branstad.
Thank you very much. Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, thank you very much. Principal Matt Smith, students from North High School, as well as teachers, it's great to be with you on this very historic occasion. I want to express my deep gratitude to everyone here who helped pass this transformational education reform bill. I wish to also thank everyone outside of North High School who were also instrumental in working with us to make this day possible. This was a long journey, but I think it will be well worth it. This includes, but is not limited to, members of the task forces that were established by the 2012 legislature and your work over the past year, which are the Administrator Evaluation Task Force, the Competency-Based Education Task Force, the Instruction Time Task Force, the Task Force on Early Childhood Assessment, and the Teaching Standards and Teacher Evaluation Task Force, as well as the one that Lieutenant Governor Reynolds mentioned, which was so instrumental, the Teacher Leadership and Compensation Task Force. Also, I want to acknowledge the support of the business community, which was very important and very instrumental in getting tremendous buy-in from throughout the state of Iowa. This is a key turning point in Iowa history, and I'm honored to have worked with all of you to reach this watershed moment. It is a hard-earned accomplishment. Change is never easy, but it was particularly painful that we had to acknowledge that Iowa had slipped over the past two decades from a national leader in student achievement to middle of the pack. We had to recognize that having good schools is no longer good enough, that our competition is not just high-performing states, but high-performing nations. This calls for world-class schools, which requires redesigning Iowa's education system to meet the demands of this 21st century. That is what Iowa is now positioned to do. The centerpiece of the education reform bill is better utilizing teacher leadership to raise student achievement. Every school district in the state now has the opportunity to tap the expertise of top teachers in roles, including lead and mentor teachers and instructional coaches. These teacher leaders, working in teams with their colleagues and their principals, will analyze data and fine-tune instructional strategies to better meet the needs of individual students. A side benefit is making teaching a more attractive profession by fostering collaboration and creating new career opportunities for teachers. Other pieces of the bill will redesign and improve our schools in other ways. The legislation includes $20,000 awards for top students who become Iowa teachers, and it also provides for raises for starting teachers. It moves Iowa towards adopting stronger student assessments and more useful teacher evaluations. It establishes a performance rating system for schools, which will drive improvement plans. This legislation also offers new freedom for non-public schools and homeschooling families to approach educating their children with a greater degree of independence. These new reforms must be implemented thoughtfully and with fidelity. There are no shortcuts to world-class schools, and we will need to build on these reforms in order to continually improve. We also need Iowa taxpayers to hold their elected officials accountable, starting with the governor's office. Accountability for making sure that their investment, their substantial investment in Iowa schools, pays off for their children and their grandchildren. We cannot afford to waste time or money. I want to close by noting that much outstanding work to raise student achievement already is taking place in Iowa schools. Lieutenant Governor Reynolds already mentioned the impressive academic improvement here at North High School that has been made in recent years. Southeast Polk is another example of a laser-like focus on better preparing students, including an audit aimed at aligning practices with those of higher performing school systems. Or consider Colfax Mingo. The share of third graders reading proficiently rose from 63% in 2006-2007 to nearly 94% last year. Their elementary principal attributes success to good communication, intensive intervention, and making sure that instruction consistently matches student achievement data. The 2013 Education Reform Bill promises to provide all Iowa schools with the support they need to significantly raise student achievement. Teacher leadership is not a silver bullet, but it can drive other crucial reforms. Iowans should be proud of what we've accomplished together and what we stand to accomplish for Iowa children in the decades ahead. And now it is a great honor and a privilege to sign this historic piece of legislation here at Norris High School. Thank you.